This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
The market continues to be kind of range-bound. A good example is July corn going back to even the beginning of March. It's been pretty much trading between 440 and 460. The good news takes it up to 460 and the negative news down to 440, and it's back and forth, pretty balanced in that range for 30 days now. Last Thursday, we had the report from the USDA, the stock seedings report, very friendly to the corn, 90 million acres. They were looking for 94.6. So that's a big drop, 5 million acres almost from last year. The market is up 20 higher a week ago today and closed 15 higher after the day off on Friday. This week, there's skepticism about the number that maybe it wouldn't be quite that much of a reduction in acreage. And the market forfeited some of those, almost all the gains from the report back to where it was before the report, then back up from that level today, because there is going to be a reduction in acreage. So the acreage report took it up. And then the other thing to push it down with is flu epidemic or rumors of same. And that's impacted all the markets pretty severely. I don't know if it's going to be doing long lasting damage, but the idea that might is really cause the market to be volatile. That pressured the corn down too, but those rumors are kind of cooling off and the market back higher. Also, we had exports today. Didn't really impact the market. They were just okay in the corn, 959,000. They're looking for 800 to 1.4. The beans in the low end and the wheat was in the middle of the range. We did have a flash sale of beans to Mexico for 152,000 tons. So that was a positive. So all in all, the market continues to be range bound. Another pressure on the market is planting. Planting hasn't really gotten underway full bore yet, but as we get through this, the month of April toward the end, they'll really ramp it up, and there'll be some planting pressure on the market as well. We'll probably keep it within this range it's been in for the last 5 weeks. Livestock wise, we've had a changing of the guard in livestock. Pretty significant. Cattle for the longest time was the upside leader. And now we're looking at the hog market. It's taken over for that from the cattle. Today we've got a little higher, and the June hogs are up about 25, but they've been making new contract highs most every day. They're pushed up by the strong pork cash, by a lower slaughter, and by a bullish interpretation of the pig crop report last Thursday, where the farrow intentions seem to indicate lesser supply down the road. The cattle market is been pummeled by two major things. One was the on-feed report back in March, which showed a 10% increase in calf placements, much more than they were looking for. They're looking for 6. I haven't seen 10% in a long time. That means more supply. And also the bird flu epidemic raised demand questions about cattle, and that caused the market to go down. So one day, I think in the last couple of days, cattle was down $5 and hogs were up $2. So as it stands now, the hogs are new upside leader, just off contract highs. Cattle about $10 off their highs, and it was a new leadership role for the hog market. Both looking for good demand as the grilling season gets underway here in a couple of weeks.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176. WMoreprice.com. Check out AgMaster, no charge, and www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville and myself. We've both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn up 3.5 at 435 and a quarter. May soybeans down 2.25 at 1180 even. May soybean meal up 350 at 333.50. May soybean oil down 70 cents at 48.15. Chicago wheat up a quarter at 556 and a quarter. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3 even at 577 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat up 6 3/4 at 646 and a quarter. May oats down 8 even at 336 and a quarter. On the Merck, April live cattle up 55 at 181.47. April feeders up 175 at 242.70. April lean hogs up 37 cents at 88.35. April pork cutout went unchanged at 97.80, and April Class 3 milk up a nickel at $15.47. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.